Jazz and AJ News.
Hello.
Hi.
I would say the top of the news would be the snow, but you guys just covered all of that. So
it snowed?
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. This is an amazing story. A woman used her nursing skills to survive 5 days after her car slid off the road down a cliff.
Oh, well.
Her daughter is on the phone right now, Amanda McFarland. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. How's your mom?
You know, considering the situation, she's doing pretty well. She's a very independent person, and so she has kind of just gotten, you know, right back to her everyday routine. She still has a couple surgeries that need to happen at some point soon in the next couple months, I think. But, yeah, she seems to be doing pretty well. She's adapting to, you know, the circumstances.
So take us through this. So it's Washington State. You two are together, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We were together, but not actually at the wreck. We were to, I left town, so we had been on a trip together, and then I left early to head home. And then she, while I was home, she got into a wreck.
Well, your mom's car broke down, right? So you left. She got her car fixed. And then she's on her way home.
Exactly.
And have you been able to get from her? She went on this corner called Dead Man's Corner.
Oh, geez. Had a good name right there. Yeah.
Well, that tells you everything you need to know.
Exactly. You went happy corner.
She's not the first one to go down this corner.
One happy, so safe corner.
What were the conditions?
So it has started to snow, and it was, I guess, the biggest snow on the mountain pass. So this is the Cascades, and then the biggest snow for the towns around it. And so it was dark out. It was slick, you know, really like poor visibility. So those were the, you know, those were the circumstances weather-wise.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, at what point did you realize something's wrong here? She's not home yet.
So, you know, Thursday night, this would have been the 18th. I had told her I was going to bed early, and I was like, okay, you know, drop by my house. She had some things to give me. And so we talked on the phone, and she was like, yeah, I'm leaving. You know, I should be there by 8 at the latest. And I said, okay, well, you know, I might be going to bed early. So I sent her a few texts after that. And I was like, where are you, you know? And then I said, I'm going to go to bed early. And the reason why Thursday night I wasn't alarmed that she was, maybe that she wasn't responding, was that she is a really independent person. And sometimes she will decide to go to the store, you know, and then just like shop till she drops, you know, and she won't tell you and she's late. And so by the time I went to bed, I was like, she's just probably
driving or ignoring me.
Not really, no, not until the next morning. You know, I realized that she hadn't been to her apartment at all, cause I went to her apartment to check on her, and it looked like nobody had been there, you know, and her neighbors were like, yeah, we haven't
not
seen
good.
Her. And that's when it started to get kind of worrisome.
Not good.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Exactly. So while this is going on in your world, she's down an embankment.
Yes.
Right. So the car was the car on its roof, on its side. All the windows were smashed out. How far did it go down the hill?
They said it was about, I think it was maybe 40 feet down. I could be wrong. But she went to go turn around after one too many, you know, wrong turns, essentially. And then she slid down.
Damn.
Into a ravine, I guess is the wording. I've heard cliff and ravine, but she slid down this thing, and her car had to have like flipped several times, because when it landed, the roof was totally smashed in, all the windows were smashed in. And so she was on, it was tilted kind of on her back and to, I think, her left. And, due to her injuries, she got pinned in there, essentially, and she couldn't move. And so for 5 days, basically waiting for somebody to find her, she just had to protect herself from the elements, you know, the snow, the rain. And it's winter, essentially. So, and then she's got, you know, broken leg, broken arm,
compound fractures where they're coming out of her, the bones are coming out of her skin.
Nasty,
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
when she, so she, I think I read that's when she knew she wasn't going to be like crawling up the ravine.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, she had fractured her leg and ACL, tore part of her knee off, as gross as that is. And then her arm, her right hand, finger, wrist, arm, basically her bones were like popping out of her skin because she detached. They detached from her wrist and her hand. And she thinks that happened maybe like the sunroof, you know, she partially went through it or her windshield. Ugh. And so she couldn't physically crawl out. And she couldn't reach necessary things, like her phone went flying. And so she could hear it ring and like,
oh, that is so frustrating.
There was water, but it was out of reach. Yeah, exactly.
And then I read also a couple times when your mom was stuck over the course of 5 days in this crushed car and her bones are sticking out of her body, that she heard some hunters come by and a police car come by.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. She actually saw, she saw them as well. She saw a cop car up above her, kind of at that turnout where she had gone down, and they didn't get out of the car. You know, she was screaming for help. They just kind of sat there in the car. And then these hunters that she saw, she yelled out quite a bit for help. And they heard something, and because they turned their heads or whatever. But she thinks that, you know, they probably just didn't put two and two together. They didn't know what they were hearing. So it was really hard for her, like emotionally, because she was so close, you know, to help, but so far away at the same time. So it, like, didn't,
it's like right
didn't
from
really
the
help.
Yeah.
It's a scene right out of the movie.
Seriously,
think,
yeah.
Oh, they're going to get, oh, no, they're not going to get rescued.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I think she actually saw cops maybe two separate days do that.
Oh, man.
And, you know, she said she just screamed out for help as much as she could. And, but yeah, she said that she mentally prepared herself to be stuck down there for days when it happened. And so she just kind of, you know, was able to keep her spirits high in a sense because she was able to tend to her wounds. And she, you know, she was trying to lick rainwater off. But she knew, like,
she was
by
licking
Monday,
rainwater off. She was licking rainwater off of what?
She had, so what happened was she took her sun visor, like it's a foil thing.
Yeah.
And then she was able to grab the trunk cover, because it's a hatchback and it has like a cover, and she tented herself in, basically, and she was just licking rainwater off of that cover. Oh, or trying
badass.
To.
Like MacGyver.
It really, yes. Well, MacGyver was never, you know, had bones sticking out of his body.
Yeah. Right. Well, she's a better MacGyver, obviously. MacGyver could live from her.
8 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's nursing and badass and, you know, just badass at its best.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with her in a bet.
Right, I know. Well, and it's pretty cool, too, because I'm kind of a like a old woman sweater junkie, like grandma sweaters. And I have this like huge bag of grandma sweaters that I had left in her car.
Oh.
And she was able. So first of all, I want to say that she had a she was prepared. She had a dagger in her car and she like had to cut herself loose from the seatbelt because she was pinned like in that sense. And
wow.
So once she got that off. Yeah. Once she got that off, she was able to move her left arm and like grab stuff.
Wow.
So she grabbed these bags of clothes I had essentially, and that's what she packed like her wounds with. And she said, you know, within a few minutes, you know, the wound would get basically freezing and it would get totally wet, and then she'd throw it out her window. But I had so many clothes in there that she was able to just do that for days.
She became Grambo.
Grambo.
She was Grambo.
Yeah. Grambo. Okay. Whoa. Yeah.
Wow,
it's really something else. I you know, a lot of people just wouldn't have come out of this one.
No way.
No.
Right.
Her nursing training and her just will to live. And who the hell drives around at 68 years old with a dagger in her car?
Well, this one does.
Oh yeah.
What's the dagger
she
for?
Actually,
Grambo.
Well, what's funny is she actually had this is how prepared this woman is, but unfortunately she couldn't reach a lot of the items in her car due to her injuries, but she had a seatbelt cutter already, but it it wasn't accessible. So she just had a dagger in there for, like, you know, survival purposes. And she had a couple other things, too, just that you should pack, you know, in survival circumstances. So that's just kind of how she was. She wanted to prepare for the worst type of outcome. And
man, she did.
And it ended up, yeah, she
worked
was able
out.
To, yeah, it worked out.
At any point during this, did she think that she might not make it out?
Yeah. So she said on day five, you know, it really started to hit her, that because she said initially, you know, I thought they'd find me in like a day, or somebody would see me. But she, as like the days are clicking by, you know, she was like, well, I'm going to die someday, but you know, I don't want it to be alone in this dark ravine. You know, please send me help. And she just kind of said that as a prayer. And then within like an hour of that, actually, somebody found her.
Wow.
But she said she could have spent two more days physically down there, but she didn't have water. And so for me, too, once Monday came around, I was like, I know this woman's alive. She's so, like, in a sense, stubborn, you know, that she's not going to let herself die. But I said, two more days, you can't live more than a week out there without
now,
you know, in the snow and without water.
What did you think? Did you think her car was off the road somewhere? You just didn't know which road?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we didn't really know.
Because she was lost, you didn't know which road to look.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Gotcha. Exactly. And she wasn't taking. So we got a cell phone ping initially on like that Friday, and it was on the pass. But this is a mountain pass that she wouldn't take coming back to Spokane. And so that's what was confusing, was we were like, well, why would she be in this area?
Yeah.
Because that's not the way home. And so it was.
I saw a picture of her car down that ravine.
Yeah.
It was pretty well camouflaged in between the trees that it landed.
Yeah.
You know. I can't believe someone found her. How did they find her? And was she awake when they came?
Yeah. So during this entire issue or situation, I started like a Facebook, you know, help find my mom post. And I got thousands and thousands of shares because I just knew I couldn't find her. And I, you know, I was like, she's going to die somewhere. You know, she might be, she might be like stuck in the woods. And let's see, what was can you say the question one more time? Sorry.
Yeah. How did they find her? Who found her?
Yeah.
How did they find her? And was she awake when they came?
Yeah. So a guy who worked for the Department of Transportation was off the clock, but he was looking at Facebook and he saw the post and he said, you know, and there was a ping. We put like a picture of the cell phone ping. And he said, I think I know where she's at. She's at Dead Man's Corner. So we called his buddies who were on the clock and they went up there. And they went down into the ravine.
Dead Man's
and they
Corner
said,
seems like the first place that...
Yeah, the check.
The bottom of Dead Man's Corner,
right.
That ravine should have a string like they do in the handicap bathrooms.
I mean, was there a fence or anything around it?
If you need help, pull this string.
Yeah, yank this.
Yeah. If you're down here, pull the string.
I know. It's like, really, nobody thought that, you know, she would be down what's called Dead Man's Corner.
Hello!
Right.
But when they found her, she was alert. They said, you know, ma'am, are you alive? And she said, yes, please help, you know. And so they stayed down with her until the cops could get there and they took her vitals. And you know, when the ambulance, because I was actually in the area at the time looking for her, and so I met her up there. I met the ambulance.
Hi, Ma.
They said, you know, surprisingly, like, she wasn't even very cold, I guess, because of the way that she just like herself in.
She cocooned herself.
All my sweaters.
Yeah.
I know.
She can't complain about you keeping sweaters in her car anymore.
Ever. Yes. Ever.
Yep.
Yeah. Now she wants more, actually. More. And a new dagger.
Great story. I'm just so happy that it ended with a happy ending. And for those first responders, for all of the bad things they roll up on and they can't help with, this is the thing that really carries them through to the next, you know.
Yes. You're pumped.
Taking your mom out of the woods alive was, you know, that's something that they'll remember forever. So.
Absolutely.
Boy, you guys have a story to tell now.
Seriously. Here's a movie.
Wow. So,
oh, yeah. There's so many, like, little minutiae, you know, little tweaks and stuff I wasn't able to say. But, yeah, this is, you know, it's a great story.
I think it's a Lifetime Channel movie.
Easily.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Please tell your mom we were asking about her.
I will. Absolutely.
Yeah. So very happy for a happy ending. Amanda, thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. Amanda McFarlane, daughter of Linnell. Linnell was at the bottom of a ravine in a crushed car for 5 days, a bone sticking out of her body, and survived. Wow.
Yep, definitely a movie.